världen hittar ett kör. When my tongue lay inside his teeth, felt like the time in the womb. But I woke up with a headache, it's with my skull, alone in the room. I got down on the floor with my head pressed between my knees, under the bed with my teeth sunk into my own flesh. I said, baby, oh the time. I remember the way he groaned, moved with an animal skin. I met my face in the sweat that ran down his chest. It was all very run-of-the-mill. But I noticed his scent just started to change somehow. His face was soaking, the veins bulged on his brow. I said,
WMFO in Medford. Yes, I can't find that. We knew we couldn't find that, but then I went to play her song on YouTube, and YouTube started going crazy on me right off the bat, and I went, this is why I don't play it. What's wrong, Jimmy? You're up.
Here, too. There you go.
That's why I don't play off YouTube. Funky.
YouTube is mad at you and has been mad at you for a long time, so there's no, you know.
Why? Lost there. Because I don't use it on this show?
Probably.
No.
Who cares? YouTube is useless on this show.
It's useless for professional radio, you know, which we try and be a little bit.
The Missionaries, great band, one of the best of the We Don't Care all-out punk bands of all time. Unfortunately, a lot of this stuff we can't play.
All right.
So we'll leave it at that. And, hopefully the Pretenders' happy birthday wishes go out.
Yeah, well, I played her Human Sexual Response, and then I just thought I'd play something she might like. So I was thinking Up the Neck, Pretenders.
Yeah.
And I have something else for her. Hey, you know what Mike Stewart dug up? An old interview.
You just opened up a can of worms. You're never going to get rid of that.
It wasn't his ex-girlfriend.
Lots of names come to mind. So, all right, who did he just dig up?
No, he dug up. It wasn't a who. He dug up the old interview I had with... It's a short but nice 8-minute interview, kind of when I first started here with Billy West.
Really?
Yeah. It's only 8 minutes, so I thought I'd play it.
Yeah.
Let's do it after. One more. I'm going to play one more song for our birthday girl, Caroline. We'll give her Robin Lane and the Chartbusters.
Excellent.
Boston. Oh. Boston rock. This is how woman Boston rockers do it.
Do it. And they happy do it well.
Happy birthday, Caroline. And then we'll hear something from Billy West.
Excellent.
Sound cool?
Yeah.
It'll sound a little something like this. More after this.
Hey, this is Billy West, everybody. Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4. Is this on? Hey, it's Billy West. I already said that. And you're listening to Crash Course for the Reavers.
That's something that needs to be edited.
Ryan Young.
Love it.
On WMFO, your one stop for all this craziness.
Nice.
Quick,
Hello. Hello, MFO, you're on the air.
Aloha, Brian there?
Yeah, this is him.
Brian, I'm going to put you on with Billy West. Is that okay?
Of course it is.
Are you live on the air right now?
Yes.
Excellent. Well, let me just tell you, this is Gary Summers, King of Pop Culture, calling. And it's Super Mega Fest. It's in Framingham, Mass, the Sheraton. Goes on all day today, all day tomorrow, Sunday. And the one and only Billy West is here. He's entertaining someone this 1 second. But I'll be right with you. Let me tell you some of the other action that's going on here besides the man of a million voices.
Right.
Christopher Lloyd is here, who is from Back to the Future. And
Taxi.
Barbara Eden is here from Dream of Jeannie and with Bill Daly from Dream of Jeannie. They've got Tom Felton from the Harry Potter movies. They've got Eliza Dushku
yeah.
from a whole bunch of really weird things.
Well, tell Christopher Lloyd if he wants to do an ID as the Reverend Jim Natalski. Is that, was that, was that his name? Ignatowski. Yeah, tell him that would be great.
Yeah, no, I can't get through to him. The line is so long, I can't even get in there.
All right.
But it's pretty amazing how many people are crammed into this place. It's like the proverbial cluster thing. Hey Brian, I'm gonna put you on with my good friend, the one and only man of a million voices, Billy West. Billy, this is...
Hey, what's up, Billy?
I'm his last stinking friend in the universe.
What are you up to, man?
I'm just signing and grinning and having a good old time out in Framingham.
Awesome. So you kind of got your start at BCN, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
That's great.
WBCN wasn't the first radio station that I was at, though. I was at, MIT
okay.
Radio first.
Yep.
And there was a little show there.
WMBR. MBR.
Yeah, WMBR.
Yep.
That was it. And was doing some stuff there. And then I went to BCN. And I stayed there for quite a while. And then I moved to New York and I did the Howard Stern show.
Of course.
And then I moved out to California because all the work for somebody like me was there.
Right. We kind of have something in common but you were with BCN when they were cool. I was with them at the very end when they kind of sucked.
Oh, yeah.
But well, I was a behind the scenes guy, so...
Well, do you remember a guy named Carter Allen?
Of course I do. Now he's the music director over at WZLX.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, he wrote a book.
Yes, he's wrote a couple.
I know, but he wrote a new one, The Rise and Fall of WBCN.
Right.
And I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't either, but I know he's been doing book signings around town about it, so that's cool.
Yeah, I'm glad he did that. You know, I mean, that was the thing here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, now that that's gone, you know, what do you got? College radio for your good stuff right here.
Yeah, that's good. I said that earlier in an interview. I said the only good radio is college radio.
Right, right. You're damn...
Because it's not this big, grand, pompous, entitled dinosaur.
Right.
No, and I like stagnant.
Yeah, yeah. Too corporate. So how you doing? I know you're doing the red M&M.
Yep.
We see him on TV.
Have you ever eaten me?
That's great. Hey, can you give us a little Ren and Stimpy?
Hey, Ren, will you got me? Shut up. No, this is for you.
That's awesome, man.
The rewards of a misspent youth.
So people can come down and see you. You want to mention the address of that place again?
Yeah. Do us both a favor, everybody, and come down to... It's the Sheraton Hotel on Route 9 in Framingham. It looks like a big castle. You can't miss it. And the convention is here, and there's a lot of people that are very interesting if you're looking to meet people.
Right.
And everybody's so cool. That's the best thing.
Right. Hey, my producer wanted to ask you something.
Hey, Billy, is it a possibility you could do a station ID for us over the air?
Yeah, that would be great. Give us a station ID. Just say, hi, this is Billy West. You're listening to Brian Young on A Crash Course for the Ravers. WMFO in Medford?
I'm gonna write something down.
You want to write it down?
Yep. And what's the show?
A Crash Course for the Ravers.
Crash Course.
Come on, you know it, Billy.
And the last part of that was what?
For the Ravers. It's a David Bowie line.
And what is it called again? I'm so sorry.
A Crash Course for the Ravers.
Ravers.
R-A-V-E-R-S.
Okay.
On WMFO in Medford.
Okay. It's so hard to hear anything here.
He'll get it.
Okay. Got a Crash Course for the Ravers, Billy.
Hey, this is Billy West, everybody. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Is this on? Hey, it's Billy West. I already said that. And you're listening to Crash Course for the Ravers with your host, Brian Young, on WMFO. Your one stop for all this craziness.
Okay, that's
fantastic.
Awesome, Billy.
Thanks.
Well, I bet you have some things to get to, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to hit the autograph trail here.
Okay, we'll let you do that. Thank you for calling, and, call in anytime. We're here 1 to 4 every Saturday.
Oh, if you're in the neighborhood, okay. Pop in.
If you're in the neighborhood, definitely pop in.
That sounds like fun.
That would be great. Sit in with us.
Yeah.
You spin some records.
Well, carry on.
All right. Okay,
hey, shut up and take my money.
Okay.
I'll see you.
Thanks, Billy.
Okay.
Talk to you later. How cool is that, huh?
Very cool.
All right. Yeah. yeah, Billy didn't know the name of the show back then.
What is the name of this show?
Still doesn't.
I still talk. He knows who I am, though. I chat with him every now and then. Great stuff.
Well, you had the meaning of raver in the Facebook thing.
Huh?
You had the meaning of raver.
Yeah.
Yeah. A party animal.
Yes.
Yes. I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, you can find everything on that page.
Yeah, that's right.
91.
It's all there. Raver 101.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. That reminded me of the old days of BCN when Billy used to do voices on the airwaves over there. Let's. Memories. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Oh, and I wasn't really yelling at him. I just did that right now. Like,
yeah, I know.
I added that now. I didn't yell at Billy. Here we go.
I can't believe my eyes. I wait for her forever. She never does arrive. No. It's all mixed up. It gets all mixed up. It's all mixed up. Out the window when it comes to me.
living through that crazy soul. I know you're gonna lose control. You can do boogaloo, anything that you want to. I know it's cold outside. Come on, babe, I'll keep you satisfied. All you gotta do is move. Every time you steal that groove, it ain't nothing but a party.
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 Nothing but a house party.
with all your belongings at ticket check 10, ticket check 11, to board the train at platform 10.
Hooray!
Is everyone okay? Is everyone okay, Cal?
I hope so.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Oh, I don't have the internet up, so I can't even see my damn list anymore. Oh, well. Something screwy happened with the internet, so... Anyways, that was Nazi Baby, though, by our good friend Cal over here, Jet Set, right? What did we play before that? We did some Moto. And before that, it was Axe Monkey. And I played some Jay Giles, a couple from Jay Giles, and some Cars in there. And a Billy West interview.
Austin.
Can do it without my damn set list.
Who needs it?
Who needs it? 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Oh, we're late. We're late for Boston Groupie News Report. And because the internet is now screwed up, I'm going to do it from my phone. How is that? So you could, that's how easy you can find this too. But anyways, of course, tonight, Saturday, June 10th, we have Real Kids, Muckin' the Myers, and Greg Allen's Fringe Religion at Spotlight Tavern in Beverly. That's Beverly. I keep saying Salem. It's in Beverly.
It's close. It's like
close enough, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, no one stopped me.
Street.
Also tonight, Watts Petty Morals and Wheel of Awesome are at Fury's Public House in Dover, New Hampshire, if you're up that way.
Right on. Good band, Watts.
What else? Eve Minor, DNA's Evolution, The Stigmatics, and Doug Lentz are at the Midway on Wednesday. Thursday, you got Nice Guys, Black Beach, Avlov, and The Cavemen are at Great Scott. Friday, June 16th, Kids Like You and Me's Rama Lama Ding Dong. 2017, featuring the Monsieurs, Creatureros, Littlefoot, Germ House, and more. That's all at the Middle East next Friday.
That was a mouthful.
Woo! Nice. Yeah.
You try and do that twice.
And I'm doing this from my phone.
I know. You're brilliant. Go ahead. Go for it. Go for it.
Thank you, my fine feathered friend. And there's much more to see at bostongroupienews.com. Go check it out. We're MFO. I don't know why you're...
let me down again.
WMFO in Medford. Yes, that was Cal playing the drums along to the Beatles.
Yes, on the console.
He's a regular Ringo.
91.5.
It's been another great crash course for the Ravers show. Thanks to our guest, Greg Allen and the Fringe Religion. Thank you, Cal Callie. Thank you, Jimmy James.
Thank you, Brian, for having me.
Thank you, Marie, in here in spirit. And thank you, Heather Stewart and Mike Stewart. And thank you, everyone. Thank you, Caroline.
Caroline.
Thank you to all our listeners. Oh, and I forgot to say, Greg Allen's Fringe Religion will also be with Tsunami of Sound and Tiger Bomb at the C-Note at 8/18, what's that, August?
August 18th.
August 18th at the C-Note. Cool. I think I'll catch that one.
I
believe that's a Friday night.
Yeah. Tiger Bomb. Good band.
Tiger Bomb?
Portland.
Yeah. I thought Tiger Bomb was a thing you put on you. It's like Vicks, isn't it? No?
Yeah, bomb.
Bomb. That's how you spell
this it. This is Tiger Bomb. Yeah, right. This is Tiger Bomb.
Bomb.
Right. I don't think I've seen Vin yet. I'll start his music for him, but stick around. Hopefully Vin Magazzini will be next with Acoustic Ceiling. If not, something else very cool will be on. But until next time.
In the meantime,
see ya!
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Attention, attention, hot off the wire. Scientists report that the Earth's supply of radio waves is dangerously close to exhaustion. Physicist Dr. Ben Yu has the story.